Dwarf Pipe Wednesday.
Hey, I'm a Boglin.
What's up, Mr. Boglin? How are you?
Just being creepy.
Nice. What's up, Jay?
So, you know, having fun with my Boglin.
Nice. Welcome to Warp Pipe Wednesday, the shorter podcast that you can check out every Wednesday, or check out our full podcast every Saturday, the weekly Warp Pipe, where we do about 45-minute episodes or so. But we got suggested by the Dirk Gaming, said, hey, did you know the Boglins are back?
Boglins.
They're like little hand puppets. I'm not 100% sure when they came out, like if it was 80s or 90s, or like late 80s, I guess, maybe.
I would say around 89, 90. I can't really remember. I just remember getting one because the commercials were so, like, hilarious. Hang on, let me adjust my mic. The commercials were so hilarious.
Oh, now there's like a crazy buzzing.
Oh, sorry. All right, good. Okay, I fixed it. Sorry. But basically what I was saying was the commercials were so funny because it, like, you know, showed the Boglins scaring, like, the kid's sister.
Oh, always, right?
Or, like, I remember part of it was, like, he didn't want to eat his peas for dinner, so the Boglin was, like, eating his peas. And, you know, just being creepy and scaring people. But it was, like, it was really an effective commercial, so I wanted one. And I didn't get the one with the articulate eyes. This is actually the one that I did get as a child. So it just, its mouth moves, but you can't really do much with his eyes. I'll show you the inside of it for those of you watching. So just kind of like that. And I guess you're supposed to put your fingers in there and you can kind of wiggle his eyes a little bit. And there's no real place to, his arms just kind of hang. There's no real spot for that. This one's a pretty basic one. So I guess the more articulate ones were probably like $20 range. And this might've been like $5 to $8 range or $10 range, you know? But that was what I got. And the cool thing about Boglins were they kind of came in these packages that looked like cages. Okay.
Right.
And the bottom of the package was like this little hole so you could kind of like test them out and
stuff. Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, we were saying, and they've resurfaced. I brought up the website here. Oh look, they got zombie Boglins now.
They glow. That's cool.
They glow. So they glow in the dark. Coming out was that March 2023 Escape Midnight. Boglins are back. The newest wave of Boglins are available to take home, but be warned, they have a hard time staying out of trouble.
That's right.
But
that one's creepy.
Oh yeah. Oh, that one there with the
I don't like
clown that. Makeup. No, man. So I wonder, let's see, does it say like when they came out or anything like that?
Like the history?
Yeah, is there like a Boglins on YouTube?
Boglin lore.
Oh yeah.
Lore?
Boglins of old.
Oh, so there's the one I have.
This one here in the middle.
Yep.
So these are kind of the original ones. They're all scary faces and stuff. And this is what Jay was talking about where they come in. It's almost like a wooden crate, you know?
Right.
Because it has that wood, and they're different names. Blap, Doink, Splat, Squit, Squint?
Squit.
Slurp?
Slurp.
Blap. There's two blaps. Blap and blap.
Blap and blap.
And then what? Blap. These are almost like Halloween ones. So it shows a lot of pictures on the website of the old ones here. So I guess you could buy them on there. Someone had what you said, you could see them at you're actually at like a GameStop.
I was recently at GameStop, not looking for Boglins, just looking to see what they had for games and stuff. Actually, I think I was trying to buy a Pokemon for my son for Easter, a Score Bunny Pokemon. And there was like this one random Boglin sitting on top of one of the little roundabouts there. And it was really cool because I could go and touch it and feel it. And the texture of the new Boglins is a bit different. This is a bit of a thicker material on the old Boglin. The new Boglin was a little bit thinner and a little more wiggly. Like if you shook it, its arms would kind of continue to jiggle. I mean, and now this one kind of does that, but like it's just a bit sturdier feeling. But I'm assuming that they probably used a different kind of latex that maybe will hold up better to time, and maybe it's just slightly cheaper to produce or something.
Right. So I'm also on here on Big Bad Toy Store, and they got them for sale up there. $40. It looks like they have quite a few new ones here, all sorts of different colors.
Yeah, I like the alien one.
Boglin's Alien with Zort.
That one Boglin looks like Boglin. Now you got me calling them Boglins. Boglin looks like a popple.
This pink, yeah, the pink one.
Yeah, kind of
that, like that alien looking one.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's got a tail too.
Yeah. Yes, they all have tails, even this one.
Okay. For some reason, it just stood out more for seeing that side profile.
Yeah. And the arms on there, I think if you scroll up real quick,
yeah,
there's a Boglin that almost has like a beard. That guy
okay,
right there.
Okay. Yeah.
King Topher. Yeah. He's the one that I saw
at GameStop.
At GameStop. Yep.
Yeah, he looks pretty sweet. He's got an earring, two earrings, little hoop earrings.
Yeah, he's living in the 90s.
Almost looks like with this side profile, kind of looking like Jabba the Hutt with the same color scheme.
You see that little ball on his arm there?
Yes.
So that's kind of so his arm can like articulate up and down, which is weird because you can't really do that from inside the puppet. It's more of like something you would set prior and then put your hand in and play.
So it was just manipulating eyes and mouth. With your hand and stuff like that.
But the big one's eyes will move back and forth, like left or right. So it looks real creepy, like a Scooby-Doo picture. Looking around.
And you can definitely scare your sister with that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, Russ, if you have the capability of sharing the commercial, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah. I could look it up and we could see what it is. It's just YouTube Boglin.
Boglin
commercial,
and maybe it'll tell us the year on there, or maybe there's a Wikipedia for Boglins. I don't know.
This one was posted nine years ago. All right, let me see if I could bring up the page here. Share screen, Boglin on the YouTubes. All right, let's check it out.
Over here, I'm a Boglin. Me and my buddies need a place to hide out. Come a little closer. Oh, did I scare you? Oh, I do that so well. If you take us home, we'll kiss your Aunt Martha. We'll eat your peas. And we hope you know lots of girls. Hey, the name's Boglins. You sold separately. And we're looking for good homes. Maybe yours.
Nice.
Yeah, see how he's eating the peas and like kissing Aunt Martha? Right,
just and then when he pops out underneath and he's like, boop, 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 looking back and forth.
Yeah. Yep. So pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can see. I never had one growing up. Maybe I just never seen it at the store, or I was just more for the, action figure type. I wanted G.I. Joe's, Turtles, He-Man and all that. But the puppet, I don't know. I guess I never seen it. I will say I've seen the creator of Boglins at local game conventions here at Retro World Expo, and even at like a VFW rental hall toy show, he was set up there. So I'm pretty sure he lives locally in Connecticut.
Okay.
So I've seen some stuff there, and I was like, oh yeah, I kind of remember that, because I think he also, I want to say he also did Septars. I want to say
Sectars.
I want to say he did that as well. I'm not 100% sure, but
Sectars are another one of those 80s kind of like, blips on the radar that you could have possibly missed if you blinked.
Right. So I was like, okay.
So when you saw that commercial just now, Russ, did you remember, did that bring back any memories of seeing that as a kid?
Maybe. I mean, I probably seen the commercial. Yeah. But not seeing the toy at the toy stores and stuff.
Right.
I mean, it definitely fits in with like any of those like gross toys. You're always scaring your little sister and all that, like creepy crawlers. You're like,
creepy crawlers.
Run out with it. Okay, I got this Boglin hand monster. I'm going to prank it on that.
I like how I like how it had like bars, like it was trying to break out, you know, on the packaging, and some of them like bent, like it had. Now on the smaller ones, those bars, I'm pretty sure were just like paper stripes, so they didn't go all out for the smaller puppets.
Gotcha. So one of the is this a big one you're saying? Because there's a big, this one's $50.
Yeah, that's about the size of the one I saw at
King Spock. Boglins on YouTube.
It's really cool that they brought these back, because like I said, Sectars was like a blip on the radar, where Boglins was kind of a blip on the radar too, you know. So it's cool that they got like enough you know, love from the fans to like be like, hey, this is worth bringing back,
right? Because they almost to me remind me of Madballs.
Yeah, I could see that. Just especially the way this picture we're looking at here, where you're just seeing their faces and their arms. And it almost looks like that picture reminds me of like a Madball with like an arm hanging off of it.
Right. And I believe they have new ones of Madballs as well.
Yeah.
Which are cool. I picked up, I only have one of the Madballs. It was a Viper one. But I know my buddy Ed over at Ed's Retro Geek Out.
Oh, yeah.
He's over in Europe, and he definitely loves himself some Boglins. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is like it's you know, they were a neat little part of the 80s culture. I looked up on Wikipedia just now.
Yeah.
And it says the original run of Boglins was released in 1987, coinciding with a creatures craze that included Ghoulies, Critters, and Gremlins. Boglins were goblin-themed hand puppets made of flexible rubber that could be manipulated to represent speech and facial expressions.
So they're just saying during that time we had the movies like Gremlins come out, Ghoulies. They were like, okay, we can essentially capitalize on that, right?
Yeah, and they kind of ran until 1994, which is a bit later than I would have guessed.
Okay. So 87 to 94?
Yeah.
Pretty good run. And now, says, now they're back.
It says several series of large and small Boglins were released until 1994, with an additional aquatic Halloween and baby-themed Boglin released later into the line.
The baby theme.
Small, solid mini Boglins were also produced. So, kind of weird.
Yeah, I could see them doing, like, keychain ones or finger.
Yeah, like those little finger monsters you could get when you were little.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I think they had some of the Halloween ones we had seen.
That clown one disturbs me.
Oh yeah. I mean it's pretty much, I'm pretty sure it has the same face paint as what's his name? Gacy there.
Gacy, that's exactly what it reminds me of, and I think that's why I don't like it. Because Gacy was a creep.
Right. Oh, man. But yeah, Boglins certainly hold a place in toy collectors or 80s culture for sure. And would look good in someone's shelf in the collection, maybe next to some horror-themed items.
And now they're back.
They're back. Where do you keep yours? On the shelf?
he sits on top of my TV. I think my son's kind of creeped out by it. He doesn't like to be near this room at night. And I'm like, Colin, nothing's in there but fun toys and video games.
Right, but, right. He's like, what's going to come out of that little crawl space you got into the...
Yeah, I guess there's a Teddy Ruxpin in here and a Boglin, and who knows what else he thinks. Castle Grayskull maybe creeps him out a little bit. I don't know.
Could be. Creeped you out, right?
It did. Sure did.
Sweet. So, yeah. Thanks for the suggestion, talking about that. You know, they're back, so maybe you could pick some Boglins up at GameStop or even just go to the website there, boglins.com.
Yeah, go online.
Sweet. If you guys have any suggestions for episodes, be sure to reach out to us. We're on all different social media platforms, so you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, check out theweeklywarpipe.com, or you can even give us a call. 949-682-9277. Leave us a message and we'll play it on air.
Yeah, please do.
Sweet. All right, guys, as always, I'm Russ Lyman, and keep your world fun bit by bit.